The hardest shells are made in the fiercest storm. Remember that, little egg. There is a reason why all of this suffering, pain, and death have come to the Croatoan. Their blood will save us all from the evil born across the sea.
And as you are getting older, you are mostly confined to the island these days, after people remember the last time that you went out and chased a rabbit.
But that rabbit is dangerous. Listen to me. You fool.
You gain a point of experience as this time goes on.
How much?
Just a point. A single point.
Just a point.
For months of efforts around. And what are your goals these days? What are your aspirations?
To learn more about what that spirit was. What that I'm convinced it was an evil spirit. That rabbit. What it was. Stick to my study.
It's been months.
The seasons are
changed. Seasons have changed. Rabbits don't live that long. But yeah, you often think about that rabbit. What it might be up to. Sometimes
yes.
In your dreams. Just taunting. Do you have any other goals?
Yeah. Hmm? Other goals? Just practicing my spiritual, my connection to the nature. I refuse to socialize myself. So I continue practicing nature, getting in contact with spirits. And it's a painful process to learn magic, gifts from the spirits.
Yes, yes. So you are really cutting yourself off from most people.
Yeah. You don't socialize quite well.
No, you haven't been socializing at all. There are a few other people, girls mostly, because the other men are out off of the island, who, you know, sometimes come around to check in on you, see if you're doing okay. And Ahanu is the only other one who really talks to you. Sometimes you see people at meals. And you
yeah.
are mostly antisocial. Focusing on your connection to nature. I think that you gain a beat for refusing to socialize.
Because
you do. You do do that. And
yeah.
you, it works. It works for quite some time. Wouldn't you know it, a few months later, Titanka comes rowing back across the strait, back to Turtle Island. Everybody's out. You're sure that he has picked this time because he knew that everybody had already left. Titanka, you can see them because you are at a position where you can see the entire land, kind of like meditating.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'll break my meditation for a bit and get up and wave him to me.
Yeah, so he's glad to come over and he has a story to tell you. So one of the larger Algonquin kingdoms, in fact, the one that his father covets, Wingandakoa, which is the kingdom of Wingha, which is the guy who his dad does not like, has got a big event planned. for tomorrow night, and he thinks that you should hear about it because there was a couple members of one of the neighboring tribes that were kidnapped by aliens and came back. They're going to put on a dance about it.
Wait, say that again? What happened? One of the neighboring tribes was kidnapped?
Someone from that tribe was taken away. This was like a years ago, maybe. I don't know. I didn't know them. And then they're back, but they were taken by aliens.
And they're going to put on a play about it.
Well, a dance, yeah.
Okay. Let's travel. Okay.
It's a big
deal. And this is going to be at your tribe, right?
Oh, no. It's actually at a different tribe.
Okay. This is very important. We should go there. And observe.
Are you telling anybody?
No.
You're sneaking out of home. Okay. You know, not a lot of people check on you, so you think you can probably do this.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking it's still going to take a manipulation stealth check, though, to time it just right.
To time it right? All right.
You have to know when no one's going to be looking across the river, because you don't want anyone to report that you have snuck off the island.
That's fair. All right, we're back at full. I'll spend a willpower on it. Very. All right, two successes.
That does it. You sneak in the rowboat with Titanka, who is trying to talk. But you keep looking at him, and he stops talking. And then he starts talking again, and then you get across to the other side. And you are welcomed into the other kingdom. It is...
Side.
And this group spans multiple towns, and their largest town is, like, pretty big. It's got a lot of people. It's got a lot of people all here celebrating and talking about things. And you're in touch with the spirits, and you're not used to people. You're not used to, you're not even used to your own people. You're not used to these people. And something smells off here. It smells really bad. It gives you bad vibes sometimes.
Does it smell like the rabbit? Or a different kind of rabbit?
That is kind of certain, the rabbit.
Uh-oh. I'll keep this information to myself for now. Well, I'm thinking about this while Tatanka's just... He's blathering about that.
Yeah, definitely. Tatanka is talking to you, but he's talking to everybody else around. Tatanka is having the time of his life. He's just like, you know, party all the time. There's free food and drink everywhere. People are probably consuming medical drugs to like alter their consciousness at this festival because people are excited. This is really like, it's not a regular holiday, but it's like a big festival. And that's the time that everybody goes all out. People are really ready to participate in some sort of large event. And then, in the middle of this festivity, which is already strange to you, you see a person who is just covered in these strangely cut blankets.
Can you describe them? What color are they?
They're like a tan blankets, but some of them are gray, which is a somewhat unusual color. They seem to be wearing like some sort of armored plates made of animal skin on their feet. And they've got this ridiculous, massive thing on their head. It's like a ceremonial headpiece, but it's all dark. It's like a almost black color.
You can see their, can I still see their faces?
Yeah, you can still see their faces. It's just, it's like it starts here and then it goes up and there's like an edge to it.
Now, like, what shape is it?
Cylindrical. Mostly.
Who are those people?
Oh, that's Juan Cheese. He's one of the guys. One of the guys who got abducted. Everybody knows Juan Cheese.
I'm gonna get a smell.
How covertly do you want to go smell this person?
I want to get within 5 feet.
Yeah, you do that. Something smells off.
This could be dangerous for this whole tribe. But I can't convince anybody to listen.
The festivities are starting. So there's like a big drum. It's a drum circle that starts. It really starts to get rolling. And T-Tonk is not a big dancer. They're really more interested in socializing. And they're a social butterfly fluttering around to these different groups of people. The dance starts. And it is initially very, very strange because people come in and they're carrying a canoe above them, rocking it back and forth as if they are the waves. And they bring it down, and stepping out of it are these strange figures, also covered in ill-fitting blankets that are painted. Their faces are painted white. A pure, pure white. And then there's a pause, and another person steps forward. And Tatanka's by your side goes, "Oh, that's Mangia. Yeah, he's the chief S's son, and he was also abducted. Oh, they're taking him. They're taking him now." And they are. The people with the strange clothes from the canoe are taking him. They're grabbing him, and they're pulling them into the canoe, and then everyone starts to dance. It's clear that some people are acting out being afraid, but they're really happy. And yeah, it's not long after that the dance continues and the canoe returns, and when it sets down, there are these strange carved wooden boxes that are erected, and it seems that they are walking through these wooden structures. They're very angular, and the aliens with the white faces are walking very strangely, doing a lot of things with their arms. You've never seen moves like this before. Whereas, no. Conversely, Juan Cheese and Mentio are really moving much more like in their own organic ways as the dance progresses. Mentio begins to walk more like the white-faced strangers and suddenly falls to his knees, and there's a pyrotechnic effect in the middle of the dance, and it's like this huge explosion. And then in Mentio's upraised hand there is a golden piece of metal.
It looks a piece of what?
Magic. A golden piece of metal. It shimmers in the firelight. It's a stick with another stick crossing it. And they hold that aloft, and then they're pulled back. There's more dancing around. They are whisked back across on an even bigger canoe where they return to their people. And then, as the dancing dies down, and some people are like putting a little bit of water on the fire, and the fire's dying down now too. And Mantio says, essentially, that these aliens are not our enemies. They have come to bring us to strange lands and show us strange treasures. They have seen the faces of the spirits, and they have seen one great face above all. A bearded face, a bearded alien, and beards.
Very.
Beards is not a thing around here, really. Mostly, if you do grow a beard, you shave it. But the bearded alien has this great long white beard, is what you're hearing. It's the spirit above all spirits is what Mantio is saying, and some people are like not buying into this, and other people are like, whoa, that's really cool. They've never heard this is like the new Star Wars.
Yeah. I don't like the talk of this spirit. I've never met this spirit. I talk to spirits a lot. I've never heard of it. But I am curious. Yeah, and I don't like it mainly because I don't like the smell of these people.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll, people getting, so it's still generally a production, right?
Yeah, it's dying down. He says those words about how you can trust these people, and now it's breaking into feast. Everyone's feasting.
Okay. I told Tatanka, we've got to try and convince... find some people that will listen to us. Just to be careful. Maybe not. Try to convince them to, like, fight these guys or anything, but... be careful about what's...
I don't think Titanka entirely understands you. Yeah. Titanka's like here for a party, confused about what's going on, and you're like, gotta tell people, be careful about what?
That's fair. Come with me. I would like to try and find the highest authority figure that is not... in this dance, not wearing
like a table of kings. That well, the dance is wrapping up. The dance is over pretty much now. So there's a table of all of the great chiefs, and there's also a table for all of the like religious leaders. There's a table for shamans. There's a table for chiefesses. And there's intermingling between the tables, but they're really, they're kind of like cliques of people talking.
Yeah, I would try to go to the shamans.
Okay.
And try to socialize for a little bit.
All right, let's roll it.
Yeah. If I may try to socialize and then... just keep my, wait for the best opportunity to engage with what I think. You know, patient. Just be patient for a bit.
I guess roll a wits plus socialize then.
Okay. All right. That's a good idea. All right. I'll spend another willpower. Where am I at? Ooh, that's my third one.
An eventful night.
One success.
You wait for your moment. You approach the table of sorcerers and you tell them what? That you seem to have reached a lull in the conversation. A few of them look over at you. You're welcomed at the table. They have some drinks here.
I take them, you know.
Okay. Roll a stamina check.
Oh, just stamina?
Stamina resolve.
Okay. Explosion.
Explosion.
No, no, dice, 10. I rolled one of them with a 10. Two successes. But.
With two successes, it's bile. Whatever this drink is really, like, thick and not delicious. And you don't know why they would drink it, but you keep it down. Get ready to hear what you have to say.
That's fair. Good, wise sorcerer. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Come from the Turtle Island.
Oh, my name is Asha. Respect. They are now listening to you.
Yeah. I'm a young, as you can see. I'm young, and I want to convey that I've journeyed pretty far to hear this tale of these aliens. And I saw the performance, and being a spirit guardian, spirit shaman, I must say that I can sense from trained at Turtle Island, from the Croatan people, I've sensed something very off, very dangerous with those ones that was the headgear.
Yeah, someone slams the table and says, "I told you so," and the people start like talking about it, like they're really getting into it. If you would like to make any other points, you'll have to roll some sort of presence plus socialize check, I think.
That makes sense. Oh, listen to me. I'll give it a whirl. All right. I'll use a willpower point.
You also get a plus one bonus because they know that you're from Turtle Island.
Presence, socialize, plus willpower. One success.
All right, what do you want to tell them? They're listening, some of them more than others.
Yeah, okay. But good elders, good shaman elders, listen. I must say, there was creatures, animals that smelled like this. I have a smell. A smell of unnaturalness amongst them. There's creatures I've encountered in the forest that have the smell. And then there's these people with these hats, these headgears have the smell as well. You must be careful. You must be cautious amongst these people.
And with your success, they share with you that, in fact, there are a group of these people who have just moved into the local, it's like an isthmus that sticks out into the water.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who also have strange characteristic and strange smells, and they're building some sort of encampment there.
How many of these
people? Many. More than 50. Not legions, but many. The shaman that you are talking with mostly, who introduces himself as Hakan, he lets you know that these people, when they came and they took these young men, it was not looked upon favorably by Wingna, but he is in bed with a head wound at the moment. So his brother has been the one who coordinated this festivity for these people and has actually begun trading with the aliens.
Okay. Well, then I'll thank you for that. Heed my words, and if I need to contact you again, I will.
Okay.
Let me talk to this one who's been trading with the aliens. Where can I find them?
They're over there, and they are at the chief's table. They are sitting, smiling. There's a woman on their left and right feeding them food, and they're just grinning from ear to ear, sitting very close to Bunchies and Mentio, who are the two who came back and are wearing those strange blankets. Oh, and then you start tripping.
Okay.
Medium hard.
Oh.
Everybody's got like strange faces at first, and then
right.
you're very aware of everything around you. You're having a real trouble making things not move. Everything's moving around you. It's like you're underwater almost.
Ooh, that's a nice sensation. Oh, I must keep my form together.
Yeah, you're looking at your hands, you're keeping your forms, and as you are looking at Ganymio, who is the person who was trading with them, he's laughing, and then he starts to cough. And when he pulls away, he has this long smear of dark red blood down his shirt. Or he wouldn't be wearing a shirt. I guess he would have it along his chest. The beast is winding down around you. And you're tripping pretty hard. You are out of your element. Because this is the element of people.
Yeah. This is tough for me. I'm spending all this willpower just to maintain my...
Yeah.
Me.
Just to be in public. You have to spend a lot of willpower to be in public. Your character is truly an introvert.
An introvert, yeah. Definitely. But it's a very important cause. And so he'll do it.
Yeah. You've probably never been on serious fantasticness like this. So
Yeah.
You are.
It's a good trip, right? So far? Is it bad? Is it bad?
I mean, the trip is not overwhelmingly bad in and of itself. But seeing the blood that he coughs out.
Yeah, that.
It's a little bit. It's, I wish it's I could. Wigging you out a little bit. You're now a little bit uncomfortable.
Right. I did want to talk to him, but he's coughing blood and I'm tripping.
Yeah. You don't have spirit eyes, do you? You see spirits. You mostly depend on a hot, probably, to actually know what spirits are thinking. Except for the island. You really get the island.
Yeah, I mean, I do have a connection to Old Snap.
That's not here. Old Snap's not.
Yeah.
Like, he is all around him, but at the same time, he's stronger.
Yeah, exactly. And, I can, banish spirits with a presence.
There's no manifested spirits here.
No,
there's a lot of spirit activity at this dance. Invisible
right.
to your eyes. Spirits are... This is a festival for spirits. They are all over this area. And there is one of your past lives who was connected to spirits. Nisue was a theurge like yourself. They had sway over spirits. They do feel through their feeling that there is something wrong with the spirits around Gran Inimo and those other two. Something wrong with their spirits, or the spirits related
to them. Something's wrong with the spirits. Give me one sec. I want to see if I can get them to manifest. Maybe there's a way I can get those spirits to manifest.
You don't think there is?
Really? I don't. There's no... like spirit thing that I like my knowledge of spirits that I can get them to manifest?
Most spirits can't manifest at all. Very few spirits can manifest you. And there are rituals that can be performed that can make some spirits manifest. But these aren't rituals that you would know as a young puppet. So you just haven't learned any rituals that would be there.
I would think that's something I would have. Because I do have a lot of focus. Since I don't have dots in persuasion, I have lots of dots in /spirits.
Yeah, so you know that negative spirits like this are a plague upon the shadow. You know that they need to be eradicated. And you know that it would be the directive of your people to eliminate spirits like this. It's no good. It's got to be dead.
Okay. All right. So if I don't know, especially in rituals, and they probably take too long, but I want to convince tell the shamans my past lives have told me, essentially guiding spirits have just warned me of what's happening to...
Oh, so you're going back to the shaman table. I think that's going to take a role. It's later in the evening. You're on a lot of drugs now, and it's a streetwise check.
Okay, I just don't know the layout of where I'm at, but...
You did.
Yeah.
Before you were on a lot of hallucinogens, and now you're in a strange city where the world is moving, and right next to you, you know the direction of that table with the guy with the blood on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
We're away from him.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I think the shamans would probably be the best, since I think they are spirits that are actively arming him. So I want to try and make it back to the shaman table to tell them to help me.
Yeah. So you... roll a streetwise plus wits check. -2 for hallucinogens.
Streetwise and wits. Okay, I'll spend a little power point.
Okay.
So... just 3 dice. Ooh. 2 successes.
Excellent. You weave your way through the party with strange sights unveiling themselves before your eyes. You've never seen some of the tricks that the magicians here are doing. You've never seen some of the strange lights, colors, they flash and flare. And then you found it. You're right next to Hakan, who was one of those sorcerers. The two of you
are... I'm holding onto the table.
Yeah, he's not at a table. You stumbled around the party and you ended up seeing him at at one of the dances, looking on from the side of a wigwam.
Okay. Then try to hold on to him. You know, the game, hold my balance.
Whoa, hey, oh yeah, you drank that. It's, you're gonna be in for a long night. Gonna have to find a nice quiet spot in the woods soon.
Yes. That's true. That's true. Listen to me. Listening.
Yeah, I'm listening. I am here with you, brother.
The spirits of my past, the spirits of my past life have told me that, or I don't know his name, the young man who was adopted by the alien. Gordon, what's his name?
Oh, yes. Mantio. Yeah, I know his that guy. I was there.
His brother.
Small.
His brother. His brother.
Yes.
His brother's in danger. His brother's over there at the table with the two young ladies.
Oh, Granginimo. Oh, yes. He's in charge of all of this. He's troubled, though. That is a big accusation.
He's in trouble. He's in danger right now. There are wolves. I want to sleep in the... That doesn't. He's in danger. Please help him. Please help him. There are spirits. There are spirits. Not like what I'm on. There are actual
spirits. We have to make them go away.
Yes.
Have you had any water yet, young one? Here.
There it is.
Excellent. Yes, drink deeply. Let's go this way. He's going to walk you out of the crowd of people. And yeah, I think Hakan trip sits you for a while. You're pretty sure that at one point there's like these glistening blue and white lights. They flash and flicker in front of your eyes. You see these shifting scales that shift as if a wall is moving past your vision. And it's a wild night filled with things that you will remember for the rest of your life. Hakan is in and out. You explain the whole bad spirit thing to him. He seems to be like in on it. He's like, oh yeah, no, we're gonna get those guys, you know. He's a nice older guy who's taken an interest in you. Kind of reminds you of Ahanu in a lot of ways.
That's good.
But maybe more fun than Ahanu, you feel. He's got a better sense of humor.
But Ahanu's the
man. I know. Like, he doesn't you know, you've rarely seen Ahanu laugh. He laughs with his eyes all the time.
That's fair.
And Hakan doesn't really laugh either, but he does play a lot of tricks. He does a lot of straight face humor where he's not smiling at all, but it's very clear he's telling a joke.
Right. Oh, I love that.
So it's the next morning. Would you have gone back home? Would you have stayed to conspire more with Hakan? Are you trying to find Titanka? What's your plan?
Conspire with Hakan. Try to get him to see what I've seen or feel what I've felt.
Yeah. I think roll a manipulation plus persuasion with a +2 bonus.
Okay. No successes. But I would like to... What is it?
Succeed at a cost?
Yeah.
Or dramatic failure? Both are.
I'll succeed at a cost since I failed.
Yeah. You do it. You convince Hakan. And Hakan takes you up on it and challenges Granginimo in the middle of the town the next day. But is just like shut down. He like loses a bunch of status and is shunned by the rest of the town.
Oh no. An empty success. Well.
No, you convinced him. What you wanted to do.
Yeah. It's true. So he still believes me, right?
Yeah. He definitely believes you. He knows that there's something wrong. Are you going back to Turtle Island at any point? Or are you going to stay here and continue to conspire with the Khan?
Yeah, well, I'll stay here for like a few more days. But then I'll eventually go back to Turtle Island.
So. Over that time, you don't see Tatanka. You see Hakan. You meet a couple of Hakan's friends. They're totally down. There's a group of people in town want to cast out those bad spirits. They really think that those aliens need to be stopped. They're causing a lot of problems. And
that's my focus. And
yeah, they're about it. There is a they've decided that they need to have a name for the group. Do you have any suggestions for what you're gonna call this underground army?
Not yet.
Well, they might call themselves the Wolf Pack.
Yeah, what's the name? Oh, sure.
Yeah. You are the only werewolf among them, but they want to be called the
Wolf Pack. Right, sure. I was like, oh, yeah. I didn't think of it because I'm a wolf all the time with other wolves.
Yeah, and you end up staying there for a while, and you learn something while you are there. And you gain a beat for it, in fact. In fact, let's pause this session here and do some simulation. Because you've gotten a lot of beats. You got beats when you befriended Tatanka. What a great role-playing. Second beat for great role-playing. A beat for playing in general. And then a beat for the conflict in the village with the rabbit. And a beat for the party. When you went to the party and you did that thing. So that's 5 beats, 1 experience. I think a beat because you convinced Khan to go out of the way and do this thing. And then you get another beat as you learn that Khan and some of his friends have magical powers. Khan can, in fact, conjure blue fire from his hands.
That's cool.
Yeah, and that's 7 beats. I don't think that you accomplished refuse to socialize, but I'm willing to give you a beat for find that rabbit and resolve that aspiration. You've realized that there are more significant threats than the rabbit, and now you're willing to track down all these evil spirits. I didn't see you practice your connection to nature, but I'd like to see that one. Maybe in our next session.
Yeah.
We'll have another session here with Atchuk. One more before we hunt the storm.
Very well. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, very social heavy game. That's his weakness. He's a very social human being, or wolfen being, as we might say.
Yeah, we were pretty much just playing Chronicles of Darkness, 0 in all stats, please.
That's what happened. Hey. That's what happened. But he cares so much that he's willing to go down those roads.
Yeah. It's definitely a very passionate character, and I enjoy that a lot. I really feel like this was a great party episode, but the next one's going to be darker.
Oh, very well. And we'll see what happens.
It's all going down.
This is Ronan. I figured it out like halfway through. I was like, are we in Ronan or Nest?